arrested, they have the right to know why they are there. And we have the right to know. And we are demanding them free now.
2 years, no reason. 6 children, this not fair. Canada, not fair. I need my husband to go out.
We're here because, as you can see, we've got the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And both of them guarantee you certain rights upon arrest. They've been completely denied to Mr. Jabala, Mr. Maju, Mr. Charkawi, Mr. Harkat, Mr. Almrai. All of these individuals are being held without charge, without bail. Mr. Maju has been in for 3 years. Mr. Jabala was cleared by a court, and yet CSIS had him rearrested on no evidence. They even admitted in court there is no new evidence against Mr. Jabala, and yet he has been in jail since August of 2001. He has 6 children. 84 months, collectively, these 5 men here have been in prison. So we're here because we think CSIS seems to have misplaced their copy of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So all we'd like to do here today is to deliver this to them. Once they have their personalized office copy, we hope that they will start respecting the rights of all Canadians, especially Muslims and people of Arabic and Middle Eastern heritage, because right now their rights are not being respected in this country, as we see in these secret trials. Are you a representative?
You're not going to be allowed to go outside.
Okay, is there someone from CSIS who can come down and speak with us?
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. Can you deliver this for us?
I mean, you can leave it here tonight.
Well, we'd like to leave it with someone if you could.
If you can leave it, you can leave it behind and make somebody come down and pick it up later on.
Are we sure it's going to be delivered?
I can't assure you anything. Let's say something.
Okay. So why don't we
say what?
Sorry?
Why? The people coming with me.
Well, like I'm saying, if you want to leave it here.
Anybody.
I can't get them to come.
Why? This is
not fair. This is Ahmed Jabala. He's the oldest of 6 children.
How you doing?
I thought when we first came to Canada, I thought this country was a peace country. Give it good, right? Eh? But from what I see, from what's going on, and my dad and other individuals around, I don't see how Canada gives people the freedom and the rights. As we all know, we're all allowed to live here in peace and so on, but we are being terrorized by these cases and so on, and we're not having our own peace. So the only reason we came to this place here is to have peace and to live in peace. We're not seeing that.